Nancy Whiteneck, welcome to the KERA Newsroom.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
There are very few galleries that have survived for 30 years. What's kept Conduit going?
Just a will to keep doing it. I say often, I grow long fingernails and can hang. You know, when downturns come, like 2008, you really have to rethink how you're doing things, and you have to get real lean and mean. But it has always been something that I feel is really important. I think to help artists be out there is a really wonderful thing to get to be part of.
What drove that impulse to help artists? Where did that come from?
Two things. I have been an inveterate art lover, art museum goer, gallery attendee, really a good part of my life. But I also have to say, a part of how I go about what I do is the result of my mother's nurturing. My mother was someone who loved people, and she spent her whole life involved in that. When I was young, we lived in a small dormitory in a small college, Wayland Baptist College on the High Plains of Texas. And my parents were dorm parents. And we would have in our home all the time guys who just wanted to hang out or had a problem and needed to get some advice. And so I've grown up in a very caring kind of environment. And so I'm a lot like a mother hen. My relationships to my artists, or not to my artists, but to the artists I represent, are keenly important, and I work hard on that.
What's the biggest change that you've noticed in the art scene in our community? You've been watching it for 30 years, at least.
There is a great deal more interest in contemporary art.
And that's different from 30 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Cowboys. Probably just Western art. Yeah, there wasn't any talk about contemporary art. I felt very lonely.
If you could change one thing about the arts in Dallas, what would that be?
I would want people to take seriously the art community that is here. And there's something I didn't mention that I think has added hugely to how art is different in Dallas today. Young artists living in the city do not whine and hang around and wait for someone to pick them up, like pick them up and show them in a gallery. They have gotten into cooperatives. They've opened studios and gotten together. That is huge. That is so important. And I think people here need to take note of that energy and what's going on. By seeing what's here, there are artists who live here and work that you can put up against any artists anywhere in the country or the world. So take note.
Nancy Whiteneck, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Anne. A pleasure.